Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's guest is Lindy Ritz, director of the Mike Mulroney Aeronautical Center, which is part of the FAA and the U.S. Department of Transportation. And joining us in our conversation is Dave Abel.
Lindy, we left off talking about the franchise fund, and one question I still have is what services do you currently provide as part of the franchise fund?
When we first started the franchise fund, we looked at those functions that we currently had, a diverse customer base through memorandums of agreement. So we started out with payroll, travel, accounting. Interesting enough, we did international training through the academy, printing, and multimedia. After that, then we added IT and our Center for Management Development, which is in Palm Coast, Florida. That's our management training school. And the last two and the largest two organizations that we brought on in the last few years were the Logistics Center and then our aircraft maintenance base. We've talked about the Logistics Center. The aircraft maintenance base performs all in-house maintenance on our fleet as well as contracting out to other government agencies who have like aircraft. So you can see that it's very diverse. But again, they have to operate by the same premise. And then as the fund director, I'm responsible for ensuring the integrity of their individual accounts. But then I manage the overall franchise to make sure that we're balanced and within policy.
Let's talk a little bit about the Enterprise Services Center. What exactly is the ESC and how does it operate?
The idea behind ESC was really born out of a couple of management retreats where we focused on some of our emerging business, and that was our financial area, our IT area, and our enterprise area where we were developing automated systems. And we talked about how they really were a very logical partnership. And their customers were very similar, but they were operated as separate organizations. And we realized and had feedback from some of our customers to say, I don't want to have to worry about deciding which organization to go to. I just want you to develop a product and make it happen. It should be transparent to me. So the idea of the ESC was born where, although they still are independent organizations, we've realigned some of the functions for more clarity, some between development and operations. They now are operating as the ESC. They've come up with a logo and they sell themselves as ESC. Immediately that made sense from a marketing standpoint, reduction of costs. I've seen some very creative ideas coming from them on how not to duplicate some of their support services. The idea with ESC and primarily our customers, our FAA and DOT, is to provide business solutions and through shared services, which is exactly what we're doing. We have a variety of IT people, accountants, contracting people. The base that we operated from was our new commercial off-the-shelf accounting system, Delphi, and it's an Oracle Federal Financials 11i. We felt like that was the way to operate in that. That was something that not only we needed, but would be very attractive to other federal agencies who are now trying to be compliant with some of the new federal regulations, financial statements, timeliness. So our thrust is, how do you maximize what we have with this new system and reach out and provide these kinds of services to other government agencies?
Who are some of the people, who are some of the organizations that can use the services provided by the ESC?
Within the franchise fund, we can do business with any government agency. We've primarily focused on Department of Transportation, as I mentioned, because of our longstanding relationship with them. We now have a relationship with Department of Education. As I mentioned, Coast Guard, who's now gone to Homeland Security as well as TSA, are large customers. We have been in conversations with some of the small agencies because they look at a significant amount of investment if they were to replace their current accounting system. They're looking at how would they be compliant. Is their accounting system in a position to do financial statements and have integrated financial data? So it's becoming more and more attractive to some of these agencies to come to an organization like us and say, I would like to have you support us through your system. Some may want us to do the operating side of it. Some may want to just use our system and have their own people operate through our system. And I think that's going to continue. And there's also a strong force within the government to consolidate and not have every agency develop their own automated system or duplicate. And we were excited because we felt like, and we are the only department level organization that has a commercial off-the-shelf solution on a single instance. We're driving the Cadillac right now, and it's exciting because it's always better to have a product that serves the customer's needs and is new and shiny.
So if any of our listeners manage a small organization that would look to be able to use this type of service, what type of benefits would they expect? What's the benefit to any of your customers' organizations?
The financial impact, I think, is significant in that if you are trying to transition and develop your own system or working with commercial off-the-shelf system, you need to have a lot of upfront dollars. It's time-consuming. You need to bring in the right people. We've gone through the growing pains, and we've stood up various, all modes now within Department of Transportation are on Delphi. So our folks have gone through all those different transitions and implementation. What we'd like to save some of these other agencies is, do you have to go through that? We have been able to fine-tune some of the kinks in the system, and we would like to be able to provide them a system that can support their financial needs and not have them have to get tied up in that may or may not be what they think their core mission is.
When other organizations are working through that kind of analysis, how do they get over sort of the following point of view? The financial part of my organization is really key, and having these people here doing my own thing strikes me as very important. So while there may be learning, I'm building the skills of this organization while they go through that, and it is, in fact, something I'm probably called to task on many times by my stakeholders. So how do they work their way through that?
I think it's always disconcerting when you have a certain number of people dedicated to a function and you think you might outsource it. Nobody wants to deal with reductions in force or reassignments. But as you see reduction in budgets, difficulty in backfilling, we've been successful in discussing with agencies the need to maybe refocus what their financial areas are involved in. Have they really spent the time in financial analysis as opposed to just the operating accounting part? We do not do their policy, obviously. We have been able to work directly with each entity and carry out what their overall financial or governing policies dictate. So it's a transition. I think some people are not willing to just jump 100%. Sometimes they may start with just wanting to use our system. They start seeing how we operate, and as they transition or attrit and have more and more vacancies, we may start taking one function over for them, like an accounts payable function, and you gain confidence. But we would like to see, and most agencies are going to need to spend more time in the whole financial analysis part, which has tended in times past not to get the attention it deserves. So I think it's a balance and a trust that has to exist.
I'm curious what your experiences have for people thinking about consolidation and making the choices you slay about moving some things around so they can focus on other things.
It's got to fit. They've got to feel comfortable, because when you think about it, if the agency is called a task with an accounting problem, we're very much a part of them. It's just like right now when you have someone do your taxes, you want to know they're right there. A lot of it has to focus on what is the best capital investment. Is the system that we're offering, does that fill their needs? And you see more and more less customization and more commercial off the shelf, where then you're able to do releases in a timely way. The whole look of owning your own system and having it designed to meet your specific needs, I think, is changing. And what we would help them with, too, is how do you re-engineer their processes to where you're re-engineering to fit the system, not the other way around.
What changes lie ahead for the Mike Monroney Aeronautical Center? We'll ask Lindy Ritz, the center's director, for her perspective when the Business of Government Hour continues.